When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ Show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at TopLoss.com. TopLoss.com. It's Calitrin.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at LostWorldsBeer.com.
This is Share Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny you'll share.
Well, I'm sure Riggins is going to be a lot of help today because Mac, because we're actually doing Share Funny. He's trying to skip out early. So he'll probably be pouting the whole time.
Sue me.
Yeah, I had heard a rumor.
Sue me.
But I guess it wasn't true. A rumor that we weren't going to be doing Share Funny. But then it turns out not to be true. We are doing it.
So I don't listen to rumors.
Stop spreading those rumors around.
That's why I don't listen to rumors. You know, that's why I don't listen to rumors, Pac-Man. I'm a homegirl.
You know what they say about rumors.
What do they say about rumors?
I don't know. I don't know.
Everybody's got one and they all stink.
That's what they say.
Have you done an impression for us? Have you done an impression of any of us, Alexis, for your friends?
No, there's no way I could.
Okay. I was just curious.
We don't do impressions of you.
Yeah, okay.
So, I couldn't explain this earlier, but how did you know, Alexis, that the whole universe was unbalanced yesterday?
Because I was driving, and it was not even a 30-minute drive. And within those 30 minutes, I saw three cars press their brakes on purpose so the car behind them would, like, almost hit them. And it looked like each car was about to get into a fight with the other car.
So they were tailgating the other person, and they slammed on their brakes, like, get off my ass.
And, like, not even keep moving. Like, they stayed, and I wanted to see what was going to happen.
So we just weren't, like, the universe was not at one.
It was not. It was a lot. Everybody was upset yesterday. Everybody was in a bad mood. I could feel it. Yeah. I just felt heaviness throughout the day.
So what causes that? Did you something about another planet or something you said?
You know, I'm not well versed on the planet alignments yet. It's on my to-do list to learn.
Yeah,
of course, mine too.
You know, people always say, "Oh yeah, Jupiter's moon going into Mars," stuff like that. So. Yeah. I feel like that's what was going on yesterday.
That's what they're always talking about.
Why are you confused by them? Jupiter's moon going into Mars.
And it's causing people in Charlotte, North Carolina to drive badly.
Yeah.
And be grumpy.
Yeah. Any other questions?
So how does it feel today? Is everything in balance?
Yeah, today feels a lot better.
It's balanced?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't seen the rest of the day, but it feels good, so I think it's gonna, you know, things are aligning back a little bit.
Mm-hmm. So Jupiter got its got its moon out of Mars's whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's space ass.
I don't know what it was,
but
the whole universe was off balance.
My workout wasn't even like good like it usually is. Just everything. I was just over it. I was like, I need to go to sleep. I went to sleep at 7:30 yesterday.
And you got a neighbor complained about you?
Well, no. So they sent out like a memo to the entire apartment complex, and it was about noise. And they said, you know, a lot of people are not going to school, they're not going to work, so there's more people in the building throughout the day. So just be careful with the noise, you know, have your music low, turn down your bass, and don't jump in the hallways or in your units. Well, I was doing squat jumps in my apartment yesterday, and then I get this email, so I'm like, are they connected?
Yeah. I'm trying to think when I used to live in apartments, if they ever put out a blanket email saying, make sure your base is under control. And
But they have that little girl that moved in next to me, and she makes all the noise. So if anything, that email should be for her, not for me.
Yeah.
And you mean a child?
Yeah, it's a child.
Not just a little girl like a petite woman.
No.
You mean a child.
Mm-hmm.
What does she do?
Just like yells all day and screeches.
She kick her ass.
I haven't even seen her. I've just heard her.
Yeah, you liable to go over there and knock on the door all badass, and then, big for her age girl opens the door. Like, yeah.
What's up?
What little woman? No, I said I was in the 8th grade. I didn't say I was 14.
She'd be my ass. That would not be good for my rep.
Yeah. Like when Cat Williams got beat up by a middle schooler.
Yeah, that hurt. That was bad. That looked bad.
No, I feel like I could hold my own. With a middle schooler?
Yes, I bet not.
So, yeah.
So no more jump squats in the...
I mean, I feel like I wouldn't even have made that much noise. I'm little.
So. Do you have a workout facility in your apartment complex?
I do, but you have to wear a mask the whole time that you're working out, and I just can't.
Yeah.
So that's why I've been working out at the park.
Yeah, she came to me. We always work out at the park, but yesterday I was like, well, let's try something different. But I like the park better.
Is this the one that you worked with at the restaurant who's now a trainer?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And she doesn't like Riggins?
They got into it at one point.
I didn't get into it. She got very upset.
She was
with
a little saucy with an answer. Yeah, a little bit.
All right.
They're gonna make up at Ace's, thing. So
is that still on?
Yeah,
we're still doing. Okay.
Mm-hmm. You don't have to go. I'm just saying no. You're invited.
Yeah, what is the dress for that party you're having, Ace?
Just like I don't know.
Yeah, how are we supposed to dress?
Like you were, I don't know.
What are you wearing?
Suit with no tie.
A suit with no tie. Are you going to wear flip-flops?
Do what?
Are you going to wear flip-flops?
No, that was just a beach thing.
Oh, okay.
So it's a dressy thing.
He was wearing suit with flip-flops in the video.
Yeah.
Yeah, on the beach.
On the beach.
It is a dressy event thing. If you're wearing a suit,
you have to be dressy, but it's kind of a dressier kind of thing.
So I shouldn't wear jeans with anything on the butt.
Yeah, I got to be all bougie.
I don't know why we have to be all bougie.
Come on.
If I had any answers for that, I would let you know, but I'm just following directions.
You bougie ass. Mm.
I was going to wear my new hat that I got for Christmas with a big deer on it.
Big dick hat. I can't wear my hat.
I was going to wear my douche helmet.
I love this hat.
Douche hat.
That's going to be fun to dress up. I haven't dressed up in a long time.
Yeah.
Picture you dressed up in those little shiny patent leather shoes. in a roughly dressed,
I used to wear
a 3-year-old.
Shirley Temple.
I used to wear those shoes, not like the shiny ones, but when I used to work in restaurants, because I couldn't get flats that were adult size because I wear kids' shoes. So I would get those flats that they look like little ballerina shoes for little kids. I would wear those.
Oh.
My feet hurt. There was no support on those, let me tell you.
Because people they were made for can't walk yet. Strictly for show.
My feet would hurt so much at the end of my shift.
It'd be like actually, going out on the field to play in a damn replica helmet. You get your brain scrambled.
Yeah. Try to figure out why it hurts so bad.
Oh, I live a hard life having to live in this little body.
I know. Big enough to make enough noise to get a complaint letter.
Yeah. You were doing a jump squat?
Yeah, I was doing jump squats.
What does that look like?
Like you crouch down and then you jump up and then you land and you squat again.
Okay.
You wanted to do it.
Yeah.
I'm not doing it.
I don't really give a shit. I'm just trying to get you to show.
I know. That's what he was. What does that look like?
Yeah.
So, show me real quick.
Hey, honey. What's that look like?
Go ahead and do that.
My squats are getting better and better. I'm pretty proud of myself.
Really?
Yeah, because I'm like not very good at working out at first. Very uncoordinated.
Mm-hmm. But I thought you were a cheerleader.
I was, but that was a long time ago.
Uh-huh. You lose coordination?
I guess. I don't know. We didn't do all these workouts back then when I was a cheerleader that people are doing now.
Oh, but it was when you lived in L.A. too. So
yeah, you didn't have to do much.
No. I mean, South Central doesn't have, I wouldn't think, a whole lot of upscale facilities to go practice your cheerleader routines.
Hey,
they it's no cheer mom show.
They probably figured, look, they're willing to stand out there on the track, open air, in full view of everyone,
without
wearing a bulletproof vest.
Every day.
Let's just don't do anything to run them off. Exactly. Let's just make it easy for them.
Mm-hmm. I can't jump any higher than a bullet.
We've got pistols. Yes, we do. We've got pistols. How about you?
How did you know?
Every car in the school parking lot has a rag on the steering wheel.
Yep. Gangsta life.
Did you like anything at all about that, about living there at that time?
I like the fact that my dad was let me do pretty much whatever I wanted, because my mom was so strict. My dad was the complete opposite.
Mm-hmm.
That was it.
Question, because I always find this interesting. When you lived in L.A., people think of Hollywood, all that kind of stuff. But you actually lived in Compton.
Mm-hmm.
But how many times, if ever, did you go into what people think of as L.A.? Hollywood, the Sunset Strip, all that kind of stuff. Did you ever?
Oh, yeah. All the time.
Oh, it was a regular thing?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We used to go my aunt would take me to the stores out in Hollywood, and we would, like, go there all the time. And you see famous people all the time.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just wonder.
Yeah, a lot of people like to swap meet.
Because it's always surprising when you go that everything is LA's more spread out.
Yeah.
But the areas aren't as big as you would think.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you quickly just realize, oh, we've gone through Beverly Hills and now we're in a very poor part of town. It's like, it changes quickly. So it can be weird. And I know a lot of times in larger areas, people don't go do the touristy things because there's some touristy stuff. But I know somebody that grew up in New York. And then now when they go back, they find themselves in doing touristy things because they realize, I never went to the Statue of Liberty when I lived here. I don't know what it looks like. I've seen it from across the river. I've never actually been there. And it's pretty cool to go, you know?
Yeah. I went back after I was 21 already. Maybe when I was 23 or 24 was the last time I was there. And we went and did all the touristy things again.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I could drink now. So I'm like, well, let's do all the touristy things, but drunk. So that was fun.
So now you've done it twice, sober and drunk. That's sober key. That is very important.
Let's go back and do it with vomit on our shirts.
This is Cher Funny on the Ace and TJ button. Coming up next, more Cher Funny.
TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest the TJ Fanatico Podcast weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com. There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at LostWorldsBeer.com.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at TopLoss.com. TopLoss.com. It's Calitrin.
Share funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny you'll share. Now back to Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button.
Manscaped. Hey, everybody knows, because we've been talking about it for a long time, how the Perfect Package 3.0, which includes the Lawnmower 3.0 from Manscaped, that handles all of your grooming needs below the waist. There's also something you need to check out. It's called Refined Cologne from Manscaped, and it has that signature scent to it. It's not heavy at all. It's not something that when your guy uses it that people are going to go, oh, he's got a lot of cologne. It's not like that. Well, unless he just douses himself in it, sprays himself completely down. I mean, you can get too much, but I mean, it's designed to be a light and gentlemanly scent. Okay, so that just completes the whole package of stuff that you need for the perfect package. You get it?
Yeah.
With the scent of refined cologne by Manscaped. Here's what you do, though. You got to use the Ace and TJ code. It's called Ace TJ. That's the promo code, Ace TJ at manscaped.com, because that'll get you 20% off plus free shipping. 20% off and free shipping.
That's a really good deal.
Yeah, when you use the code Ace TJ at manscaped.com. And again, ladies, this could be just as much of a gift for you as it is for him, but you don't have to tell him that. Don't hurt his feelings. You know, with that, you need this. So, hey, I got this for you. Yeah.
It really is a fantastic price. The best razor like that I've ever had. It's wonderful.
Just say, here, honey, I got this Manscaped perfect package for you, because I've seen the miracle work it's done on TJ.
There you go.
I knew that you needed it. I want you to look more like TJ down there.
And you get 20% off. 20% off with the promo code ACJ. That's great.
And free shipping.
I love that, though. It's a great point that, it's a light scent. It's never overpowering, unless your man's a moron. It just puts half the jar or whatever on at one time.
That'd be the worst. Like douse an axe. Like, that's how
the truth. He's like, it's too strong. And the people at Manscaped are like, well, you're stupid. That's the problem.
I want you to look more like TJ down there. Happy birthday. Happy Valentine's Day. this woman in the UK, and she tweeted out a picture of a note that she got yesterday from her neighbor. Her neighbor was complaining, you know, like, Alexis's neighbors complain about her because she's jumping.
Yeah.
She's a 30-year-old that has a problem with jumping in her apartment. It causes all kinds of problems. Ugh. But the note asked the woman to stop screaming like a pig during sex.
Ooh. That's very, very specific. That's a specific note.
Mm-hmm. And I didn't print the picture of the note, but it said something about when you're shagging, have respect for the rest of us and whatever. The woman says she personally thought she sounded like the woman from those old Herbal Essence shampoo commercials.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
She said that... the note made her feel hella uncomfortable, but because of how her neighbors phrased it, she said, next time I'll be louder.
Oh. Yeah. So what does it say?
Can you please stop screaming like a pig, daft o'clock, when you shagging, we are sick of it, neighbors. What's daft o'clock?
Is that crazy?
It mean like a crazy time? Yeah, it's the UK.
Yeah, so
daft o'clock must mean at crazy hours.
Yeah.
Because daft means crazed, Alexis.
Thank you,
and
TJ.
O'clock is short for of the clock. Did you know that?
No, actually.
I didn't figure. Anything before dawn is considered daft o'clock.
Okay.
In England, yeah. So that means, I guess, they're having early morning activity.
She a hater.
Daft o'clock.
Is she hot?
I didn't see a picture of her. Yeah, she is when she's screaming, I bet. I mean, she could be ugly as a mud fence daubed with lizards. She's screaming out in ecstasy. That can raise her hot level. And be like, here.
Oh, here. Look here.
And would that be embarrassing to get, like, if you were actually called down by the, you know, the apartment people like Alexis was for jumping? If you get reprimanded by them or written up because you're too loud with the sex,
is that embarrassing?
Yeah,
I would say yes.
Screaming like a pig.
If someone told me that, I would be a little embarrassed.
What if they told you to do that? That's never good.
Scream like a pig.
Would it be? Get me out of here, Riggins. Would it be different? Showing the difference in how the sexes approach that, you would be embarrassed if somebody said, hey, we heard you screaming like a pig. Can you stop that when it's sex? But if somebody came to Riggins and said, hey, we heard your girlfriend was kind of screaming like a pig. Can you kind of keep that down?
Hell yeah.
You'd be like, I'll see what I can do. But you would walk away. She would walk away embarrassed. You walk away going, damn right you did.
Yeah, she was.
That's what I do.
But what if they say
he can't wait? You couldn't wait to get a text or a call and be like, guess what just happened?
Guess what? Guess who came a knocking?
But what if they came to you and said, look, we know your girlfriend's staying over here all the time, but we just ask, please, we've had some neighbors complaining and all. Can you, Riggins, stop screaming like a pig during sex?
I thought it was him.
Me?
Then it's super embarrassing.
Yeah. you always hear about girls being screamers. Are any girls with guys that are screamers?
They better not.
So. I bet they are.
Oh, I would hate that. Yeah. Like, what?
He's a screamer.
Oh, what? No.
Yeah, we've talked about that before, but guys that are just so loud that it's embarrassing and awkward and all.
That's not cute.
That's the only reason I don't date men.
Yeah.
It's too loud. if anybody's listening live that can DM us and tell us if that's ever been a problem,
wouldn't the
guy was just too loud.
And again, the noise is does it make a difference what type of noise he's making? Like if he's going,
he better not.
You don't think so?
No. Like he better not make that noise. Yeah, it's.
What if he's a loud talker?
That's not as bad.
Okay.
You could get a little interesting. Talking
but
is
I mean,
different.
What if he's legitimately a screamer?
Then he needs to go.
Ah!
What? I would hate that.
Oh! Ooh! 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 Ooh!
Like that.
You have to be like, hey, hang on a second. Let's bring it down a notch.
What are you doing?
Let's slow down a minute. Okay. Kind of regroup.
Like, okay. Let's not do that.
Okay. 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 Okay.
Oh, that would be horrible.
If that's all he ever says.
What are you doing?
Okay.
I would like put my finger up to his mouth.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. He'd be like, ah. Hello. Hey. Hold it down in there. Ma'am, can you control your boyfriend?
He'd be like, I can't.
Whatever you're doing, ma'am, we need you to do less of it because people are losing sleep around
here.
Because your boyfriend's kind of loud.
Turn off.
It sounds like Mark Summers is in there with you. He's just screaming. He's a screamer. Family Double Dare.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be embarrassing.
Yeah.
But I bet women have had to deal with that. And it's another double standard.
That's right.
Yeah. Just another double standard against men. Mm-hmm. Why can't we scream? No. Ricketts, you ought to do that as a social experiment.
I'm thinking about it. Just surprise her with it. Yeah. You know, women like to be surprised when they're the most vulnerable and all their clothes are off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we love that.
They like a good shocking surprise. I'm a screamer. I didn't tell you that. Sorry, I should have told you. Don't do that. Sorry, I should have told you.
Can't control it. Sorry.
I'm a screamer.
But look, hey, it's all you. It's your fault.
It's actually a compliment to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't know you wouldn't like that. No one's ever had a problem with it before. She's like, I want to go.
It's a guy that instead of saying okay like I was doing a minute ago, he's just yelling the F word over and over. Oh. Oh.
Yeah, that's funny.
Haven't I told y'all many times the story of my college dorm roommate when he put the salt in the ulcer of his mouth?
No.
That clears up an ulcer. And you could always hear what was going on in the rooms on each side of you. And there were these black guys that lived right next to us, and they were pretty cool. But they were kind of like, you know, it was the first of the semester and all that. And you could tell they were kind of like iffy about whether we were cool or not, you know. Well, they probably knew I was immediately. But anyway, he goes over to the sink. And the sink is on the wall that we share with the two of them. And he'd been talking about this ulcer in his mouth. And he took salt and put it on that ulcer. And then he just began going, and I started, shut up. They're going to think we're bumping each other in here. Because he couldn't spit it out. He couldn't say ow. He couldn't say any of that. So he's just moaning. That could have easily sounded like that I was just giving it to him real good. Real good. Like, are you trying to get us thrown out of here? God.
That sounds like it would be painful, though.
Sound like it hurt so good to him.
Share Funny needs to take a quick break, but we're back in less than 3 minutes on the Ace and TJ button. Available on the Ace and TJ app and iHeartRadio.
Saturday, join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ family app.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at toploss.com. Toploss.com. It's Calitrin.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com. Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Share Funny podcast and never miss a show. The Share Funny podcast is available on all major podcast platforms at acetj.com.
Well, what a coinky-dinky. Wasn't it during the Share Funny yesterday we were talking about my mom and I haven't talked to her in a while? And
yeah.
She's been sick, the whole thing. She called me on my way home.
Really?
Yep.
She heard the brainwaves.
No. Oh, I thought you meant she heard the show. No.
She heard the brainwaves.
Yeah, the brainwaves. Mm,
wow.
Actually, I answered the phone. I said, hey. And she said, well, hello. I wasn't expecting to actually get you. I always get that voicemail, so I'm kind of shocked. That voicemail. said, well, hey, you know. She goes, I just need your to talk to you in your area of expertise. And then I'm thinking, okay, well, there's so many areas.
Of course.
What's this one going to be?
Right.
And I said, okay, well, what can I help you with? And she said, this country.
Oh, boy.
And she wanted to talk about politics and, you know, see if things were as bad as what she was thinking they are and all that stuff. And then I was telling Jody about it later, and she goes, well, I mean, I guess you scared her even more, didn't you? Yeah.
About to help you were.
Okay. Did you?
Well, I mean, what was I going to say? No, things are fine. No, I wasn't. I mean, I'm not going to lie to my mama. She knows it's bad. She knows it's, you know. But unlike what my wife accused me of, I did not have her ready to go kill herself when we hung up.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, I just had to tell her, you know, I said, Mama, this is the real world. Yeah. Yeah. The Lord's cleansing the whole property.
It's the rapture.
Oh.
I'm going to start using that. Oh, it's the Lord's cleansing the whole property.
And during the conversation, as a side of the politics discussion, I found out that my brother didn't even tell her that I was coming in and canceled the trip because because she got sick.
But he told you he did tell her.
Mm-hmm. He told me he was going to tell her because he called me to tell me she was sick. Oh. And so he wasn't even going.
Yeah.
She didn't feel like having him over there. And so he said, do you mind if I tell her you were coming? And I said, no, tell her. That's fine.
And he didn't tell.
And so in the middle of the conversation yesterday, she was telling me about being sick and all. I said, yeah, I know. I said, Todd told me, and that's why I canceled my trip to come see you. And she goes, what, baby?
No way.
Damn.
Well, good. Then she knows.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm wondering, though, why my brother didn't tell her. I mean, he wouldn't not tell her just to say, I'm not going to make him, you know, look good to her. Yeah. Or whatever. There had to be a reason why he didn't tell her. So I'm worried about that I screwed up whatever he's got going or why he didn't tell her.
Yeah.
Who knows? But unlike Riggins, I mean, I don't ask anybody for anything. I try to stay out of everybody's business, and then ultimately something ends up coming back on me.
Every time.
It's hard out here for us.
It really is.
You cannot win for losing.
Mm-hmm. You really can't.
Mm-mm.
You really can't. But that doesn't mean you stop trying.
Right. So, Riggins, was the woman checking out your groceries or whatever the other day that looked at your ID and figured out y'all were both cancers? Was she hot?
No.
No?
Oh. No. I had to show her my ID because I bought beer, and she looked at my ID. She goes, oh, I'm a cancer, too. Oh, okay, bitch. I was like, oh, really? And she seemed way more interested than I did. So I was like, oh, really? Mm. Okay, very cool. So, like, who are we supposed to be dating? She was like, either a Sagittarius or, and she thought about it, she said, or a Leo. I said, okay, all right. I don't know what that means either. So that's what I need to be looking for, a Sagittarius.
Mm. Nobody ever wants to be with a Virgo.
I have no idea.
I don't think.
I don't even know which one.
I always see things about Virgos being weird and don't cross them and they'll be loyal, you know, all that kind of stuff. I don't believe in all that, but. Yeah. What are you looking at, Alex?
Nothing.
You know about all that stuff, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Are you a Virgo?
Is that why you're not saying anything? Because Virgos are bad?
I'm a Leo.
Oh. So, yeah, you and Riggins need to get going. Perfect couple.
Lion.
I was going to say, I'm a screamer. So. Are you a screamer, too? Good pair. They're both screamers. Just found each other.
Roar like a lion.
Scream like a lion.
Yeah, exactly.
And what are you, a Sagittarius? No,
Gemini.
Gemini.
A Gemini.
Gemini. What does that mean?
I don't know about other people's signs. Like, I only know about my sign.
Oh, of course.
But yeah. Like, I'm not going to take time to know everybody else's sign.
Well, you're one ahead of me. I don't even know what my own sign means.
Gemini.
I know I'm a Gemini. I don't know what that means.
Stupid ass.
What's that? You're just reading, though. That's not you saying that. That's
clown-like personality.
Small penis. I don't know. Annoying.
What is Amanda? Do you know?
She's cancer. Same as Riggins.
Yeah, she's my brother.
Okay, because it says that you should marry Aries, Leo, Libra, or Aquarius, and least compatible with Virgo and Pisces. So.
Oh. That's the thing, we didn't get married.
In the middle there somewhere.
Yeah.
Don't get married.
Riggins, your ID check the other day, I had the most, some could say the worst. I would say just the most, a person who was aware of the situation. The other night, we had gone out to eat, and the lady has to check your ID. It's a requirement they check your ID.
Yeah,
well, clearly, when I sit down, she's well aware that I'm over the age of 21.
Well aware.
She's like, can I see your ID? And I pulled it out, and I hadn't even gotten it. Like, I pulled it out of my wallet, and I hadn't even raised my arm all up. And she goes, okay, babe. And then she walked up, and I was like,
just to see if you had it.
She's like, in other words, I'm required by law to ask for everyone's ID, and I'm not going to hassle you. But I appreciated that more than somebody who would have taken out of their hand to look at, bitch, look at me. You know I'm over 21. I would much rather you do that than take it and look at it than give it back to me.
How many times do people come and check y'all's ID just so they can see the difference, exactly the difference in y'all's ages?
I don't think that's ever happened.
You don't?
I don't think so.
I bet it has.
I don't know.
They start looking past them, and they're like crunching the numbers in there, and they're like, 14 plus.
It's like when they come check your ID like halfway through the meal. I forgot. I need to see y'all's IDs. We were talking over here.
Yeah, and everybody in the kitchen is like poking their head out.
We definitely, when I worked in a restaurant, we would talk about people all the time.
So you look up there and there's a pile of cash sitting in front of a bunch of people. And they're just all waiting to grab it.
We had two things happen on the honeymoon. We were at the bar in Jamaica at one of the poolside bars. We walked over like the first day, I think. And, we were standing there, and the bartender that was serving us, another bartender walked up, and he was the guy that was our bartender on the beach the night before. And he said, you know, hey, the honeymoon couple, you know. And when he said it, I saw the bartender's head come around like on a swivel. What? And he looked at the guy like, and then he realized, oh, shit, that was obvious. I got to go back to business.
Yeah, he's spilling drinks everywhere. He's like,
he moved the whole bottle.
But he did. That guy got like, the honeymoon, come on. And he saw his head come, because we're the only ones standing there. And he and then we had walked, one of the days, down. There's a big main pool, like in the middle of the thing. It's huge. It's got a huge bar in the middle, and there are people around it and all that. There weren't a ton of people there. But we were sitting there, and I guess as we were sitting there, or standing there at the bar, there's a woman on the swim up side, and it was pretty close to where we were. A couple was there, and Amanda was to my left, and she could see the lady better than I could. And while we were standing there waiting on our drink, we got our drinks. She kind of put her head on my shoulder, and I put my arm around her. And as I did, she leaned up to kiss me, and as she did, I saw her. She kind of giggled, and I said, "What?" She goes, "That just freaked that lady out over there." And when I glanced over, the lady actually was. I caught the lady saying, "No, they're a couple."
For real. For real.
But plain as day. No, they're a couple. Yes, ma'am, we are.
She just inserted him. So Samantha just sent this that I kind of take offense to. She said, plain out, Virgos are bitches.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Damn. Like, hello. I'm a Virgo.
What makes them? Why is that?
I don't know.
What does being a Virgo mean?
She probably dated one probably had a Virgo girl do her wrong or something.
I've always dated Scorpios, and they're the worst.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mm, even if you threw crystals at them, they were bad, or burnt sage on them?
Crystals aren't even going to fix that.
This says Virgos are hardworking. Virgos know that hard work pays off. Creative, reliable, patient, kind, critical, stubborn, overthinking.
None of that last part was me.
None of that last part.
Stubborn or overthinking.
Well, much hit it on the head.
Virgos are practical and logical.
Right.
Yeah, patient. Negative Virgo traits, they're critical, they're stubborn, they're overthinking, they're picky.
Nope.
And they're uptight.
Nope. Just because I don't drop acid. Yeah. It's like a bunch of dirty dopers.
Smoke crack.
Whatever.
Dirty dope heads.
Ace, do you know what your spirit animal is?
Yeah.
Nope. And I wouldn't even know how to. I don't know what that means.
Gemini. It's a deer. I would not want a deer to be my spirit animal.
But what does it mean? I don't even get that.
Because everybody wants to shit.
Because they're just like, they don't do anything. They just walk around.
But I mean, what does your spirit animal do? What is that for?
I don't know. I just saw it under Gemini. It said, what is a Gemini spirit animal?
What is that? We don't know what that means.
No, it just says, it isn't a surprise that a spirit animal of a Gemini is a deer. That's what it says.
What's your spirit animal?
Let's see. I don't know. I don't know what my assigned spirit animal is.
Is there a bitch bear or something?
A dragon.
Yeah. Oh, that's
okay.
Cool.
Yeah. Khaleesi. Look at that. You see how the universe just comes together?
Yeah.
My spirit animal is a dragon, and my cat's name is Khaleesi, Mother of Dragons.
Mother of Dragons.
Do you see? You guys see that, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You get it.
Yeah.
I just looked up, what is the personality of a Gemini? Ooh, playful and intellectually curious. Gemini is constantly juggling a variety of passions, hobbies, careers, and friend groups. They are social butterflies of the zodiac. These quick-witted twins can talk to anyone about anything, find them buzzing between happy hours, dinner parties, and, of course, dance floors.
Ooh.
Yeah, no. You fluttering around in the dance floor.
No party.
To a butterfly sale.
Dance floor. Yeah.
Zodiac killer cousins.
Yeah. You a butterfly.
You a butterfly. You a butterfly.
What's my spirit animal?
Yeah.
Let's see. You said Virgo, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm Virgo.
Virgo spirit animal. What does it mean? I don't even understand the spirit animal thing.
You are a fox.
Thanks.
Oh.
Foxes may be small, but what they lack in physical form, they make up tenfold in their mental agility.
Oh.
You may be small.
You may be small.
I'm small, but I'm mentally agile. Yeah.
What is a cancer spirit animal? Let's go through all of them.
A jackass.
I may be small, but I'm mentally agile.
An asshole fish.
Let's see. A cancer spirit animal is a rabbit. Like a rabbit, you can be timid and shy at times, but you can also be clever and creative.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
So what's yours, spirit animal?
Mine's was a dragon.
Right. Oh, that's right. And what's Rob? What are you, Rob?
I'm a Scorpio.
I can't. Scorpio. He's a Scorpio.
Scorpio. Yeah,
let's
Scorpio.
See.
Sorry.
Oh, there we go. What's a Scorpio?
Scorpio spirit animal is a
anything
phoenix.
On a bond.
Anything on a bun.
Yes. A burger.
What is it for real?
A phoenix.
A phoenix?
Ooh. Yeah.
Share Funny needs to take a quick break, but we're back in less than 3 minutes. Woo-hoo! On the Ace and TJ button. Available on the Ace and TJ app and iHeartRadio.
Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play.
Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com. There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at LostWorldsBeer.com.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at TopLoss.com. TopLoss.com. It's Calitrin.
This is Share Funny, live on the Ace and TJ Bus. Find everything funny at the Share Funny link on AceandTJ.com and our app. Now back to Share Funny.
Alexis, how many emails has Adam sent you in the last few minutes?
Well, he keeps adding me to like group emails, so I've just gotten like 9 or 10. And like, I don't even know anybody who's on the email, and I'm be like, who is this person that we're emailing?
Do you know what he's emailing about, or do you know the content, the topic?
I opened one, and it was so long that I was like, I can't read it right now. I'll just read it when I get home because I can't understand it. So.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he said, confusing.
Yeah.
Confusing. Yes, no.
Yes, no. Maybe.
Y'all don't know this because it's different for y'all, but the way it works for TJ and I getting paid, it's not like if we get paid in January somehow, and I honestly am not really that familiar with it, to Adam, it's February. The way it's set up. So right around the holidays, it gets weird at the end of the year, the way we have to do some stuff. And I was trying to understand what was going on. And I finally said, stop, please. Let's make a decision now. Can you please speak in the month we're in? Because I am so confused. The way I just heard it, I'm not going to get any money until March. And that's going to be a problem. He was like, that's not what I said at all. I said, well, I don't know what you said, because I'm saying, so what are we doing at the end of December? You mean January? No, bitch, I mean today. Today's December 28th. That's what I'm worried about is today.
I'll get in conversations with him, and he'll always throw out the caveat of, okay, look, I know that I'm about to give you numbers, and I know you hate that, but I made it really simple. He starts talking, and then I'll go, wait, I don't understand any of that. He goes, What's not to understand? We're saying the exact same thing. And I go, well, I haven't said anything. Yeah. I haven't said anything, so how can we be saying the same exact thing? And he goes, exactly. Yeah. So you get it.
All I've said is, no, I'm confused.
I don't.
Was it one or two?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there's an attachment and an addendum, and open that, and then this, mm-hmm. and then I'll give you a minute. Okay, did you read it all? What do you think? Okay.
But imagine sitting there telling him,
I don't understand. Oh, yeah, well, that's what I said. It's not understandable.
I don't get it either.
So, I mean, we're on the same page here, exactly, in lockstep.
So saying, so that's going to be in January. No, it's February. So I'm not getting any money in January? You are, but from February. So in January, I'm getting money from the next
from
month?
From the future?
Like, yeah.
You're getting money from the future.
Yeah. I'm going to get paid from the Bitcoin. Future. Yeah. I was like, I'm not.
That's going to tell you not getting no money.
Do you understand why I think you're telling me I'm not going to get any money in January?
Yes, yes and no.
So I'm very confused.
Let's talk about January. February.
Yeah.
What?
It's like my wife asked our friend Michael last night at dinner if he had been busy this week at work. Have y'all been busy at work? And he goes, well, yes and no. We've been busy, but yes, we have been busy, but not as busy as we could have been.
Oh. Okay.
Congratulations.
So with Adam, it's the same kind of thing. Yes, exactly, but no.
Yeah.
We're saying the same thing.
Yeah.
Ace, you're going to get money in January from February, and it'll be delivered to the bank in a spaceship.
Yeah. Retroactively.
Right. In a time machine.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes.
Yeah.
Or no.
I don't know how he could be clearer.
Mm-hmm. Right. And I was just simply trying to point out, I don't know how this works, but by law, I got a couple things got to be paid by January 5th, uh-oh, and I'm going to be in Jamaica. So my point is, whatever day this is the day I need to get some money.
Oh.
Yeah, my favorite was still the day I asked him, we've discussed doing this two ways. And it was doing something with the company credit card or writing a personal check or whatever. And I said, are we writing the personal check or using the company credit card? His response was, exactly.
That's not, you got it.
Okay.
Yep.
Then he admitted, I didn't actually read that. I said, okay. Because I had to send a message back. I said, it was a question of one thing or the other. And he responded with the answer. And he said, I apologize. I honestly didn't really read that when you sent it.
Yeah. He called me yesterday and I was in the parking lot of Costco. And I couldn't tell him where I was because I didn't feel like hearing him break down crying and telling me how proud he was of me for shopping at Costco.
Save money.
He loves that place.
Does he?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm in a group text also with him. So it's like double.
Is
so.
That your text as well?
Yeah, group look. Text
going, oh, my God. Look at that text message.
I know.
Like, why aren't you reading that's my email? There's 10. Yeah.
Can you tell Ace and TJ to shut up for a little bit? I need you to get caught up on this exchange.
If I had a beeper, probably that would be going off too.
Where are you?
You don't have one? I thought all druggies had them.
Stop.
Have we checked the mailbox lately?
Dirty druggies.
Would you be willing to endorse one? I can get you one for free.
There's like a carrier pigeon outside the window. He's like, look outside.
And will he not, now that he moved to South Carolina, will he not drive up anymore? Is that what he said? The drive is too difficult or something?
It's because he's mad he got a ticket.
Well, the first time he did it, it was, he said, I'm not putting myself through that again. Because there were, a couple of almost accidents on the road. Traffic was really busy. And I think some inmates working on the highway ran out in front of him when he was going about 75. They tried to, they said, okay, this is when we're going to cross the street.
Yeah.
And he'd take off running. But then he ended up having to drive another time when he came and then got the ticket, the speeding ticket. So now I'm guessing that just put the nail in the coffin.
Right.
He's not going to do anything but fly.
I jinxed him. I feel so bad. Because that's the last thing I said to him. I was like, don't get a ticket. And then he got a ticket.
But you told him not to.
I know. I told him not to, but it worked opposite.
Yeah, he thought you were trying to use reverse psychology. Oh, I get it. She wants me to get a ticket. That's why she said, don't get a ticket.
So I'm going to run right out and get one first thing.
I'll show her.
She's not going to control me. But I mean, that is a grueling, four-hour drive?
Yeah.
3.5 hours?
3.5. Listen, a lot of people fly from North Carolina to South Carolina.
This is Share Funny.
Oh, yeah.
On the Ace and TJ button.
Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on acetj.tv or the Ace and TJ family app.
Create an unforgettable experience with the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com. Weddings, banquets, shows, expos, they do it all at the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com.
It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt. Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com. There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at LostWorldsBeer.com.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at TopLoss.com. TopLoss.com. It's Calitrin.